Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major development in India's parliamentary landscape is underway with the introduction of the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, which proposes to expand the Lok Sabha seats from 543 to 850, based on the 2011 census. First, let's consider the significance of this move. The government has introduced this bill, along with a separate delimitation bill, which will have a direct impact on the representation of various states in the Lok Sabha. What makes this significant is that the Women's Reservation Act's 33% quota for women is linked to this delimitation exercise. However, critics argue that this reallocation will tilt political power towards northern states at the expense of southern states that have better managed population growth. The bill requires ratification by at least half the state legislatures under Article 368. Now, let us turn to another important development in the realm of governance. The National Human Rights Commission, or NHRC, has taken cognizance of a complaint against the Gleeden extramarital dating app, which has around 40 lakh Indian users, flagging it as a threat to marital harmony and family dignity under human rights norms. Separately, the NHRC has also noted rising harassment cases linked to illegal loan apps. Moving on to the economy, the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has revised its 2026 global growth forecast downward to 3.1%, citing the West Asia conflict as a potential trigger for the largest energy crisis in modern times. In an adverse scenario, where oil prices reach $100 per barrel, global growth could fall to 2.5%, with oil potentially reaching $125 per barrel by 2027. India's growth, however, was projected at 6.5%, which is among the fastest major economies, but below the 7% plus pre-conflict trajectory. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The country's growth prospects are closely tied to global economic trends, and any significant disruption in energy supply can have far-reaching consequences. And here is something that surprises many students. Despite the challenges, India is pushing ahead with its critical mineral security strategy. Khanij Bidesh India Limited, or KABIL, a joint venture of NALCO, HCL, and MECL, has received environmental clearance from the Argentine government for deep exploration of 5 brine lithium blocks. Argentina is part of the lithium triangle, which includes Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile, holding over 50% of global lithium reserves. Now, let us look at another important development in the economy. The National Backward Classes Finance and Development Corporation, or NBCFDC, has disbursed 613 crore in the financial year 2025-26, which is a 16% year-on-year increase and its highest ever annual disbursement. The NBCFDC, which is under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, provides credit support to economically backward OBC sections. With that background in place, let us turn to the environmental front. A new study has found that the Sundarbans mangrove ecosystem has lost 10 to 15% of its ecological resilience over 24 years, amounting to 610 to 990 square kilometers of degraded forest. The drivers of this degradation include sea level rise, increasing cyclone frequency, such as Amphan in 2020 and Rimal in 2024, and salinity intrusion. The Sundarbans spans around 10,000 square kilometers across India and Bangladesh and is home to the Royal Bengal tiger and Irrawaddy dolphin. What does this mean for India's ecological security? The Sundarbans is a critical ecosystem that provides a range of ecological services, including shoreline protection and fisheries support. And here is something that is worth noting. The Shong Tong Karcham Hydroelectric Project, a 450-megawatt runoff river project on the Satluj River in Kinnaur district, has come under focus. Developed by the Himachal Pradesh Power Corporation Limited, the project uses 3 150-megawatt Francis turbines and has a run-of-river design that avoids large reservoirs, reducing ecological disruption. Moving on to the realm of science and technology, the Department of Telecommunications, or DOT, and the Telecom Engineering Center, or TEC, have organized a national workshop on direct-to-device, or D2D, satellite communication technology. This technology enables standard smartphones to connect directly to low Earth orbit, or LEO, satellites without ground-based towers, using non-terrestrial networks, or NTN, which is compatible with existing LTE 5G spectrum. The significance of this technology lies in its potential to provide digital connectivity in remote and rural areas, disaster response, and national security. Now, let us turn to the international relations front. India has chaired the first BRICS Health Working Group meeting under its BRICS Chairship 2026 in New Delhi, with 9 BRICS nations participating. The theme of BRICS 2026 is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation, and Sustainability, with focus areas including global health security, non-communicable diseases, mental health, and healthy lifestyles. But why does this matter? The BRICS grouping is an important platform for India to engage with other emerging economies and address common challenges. And here is something that is worth noting. The Scarborough Shoal, a disputed territory in the South China Sea, has seen China deploy floating barriers and vessels to block Philippine access. The shoal lies within the Philippines' 200 nautical miles exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS. The 2016 Arbitral Tribunal ruled in the Philippines' favor, but China has consistently rejected the ruling. India's stance is clear, it supports freedom of navigation and overflight, and UNCLOS compliance. Now, let us look at a new discovery in the realm of biodiversity. Scientists have discovered a new burrowing reed snake species, Calamaria garuensis, in West Garo Hills, Meghalaya. This small, secretive, non-venomous snake is endemic to the Garo Hills, and its discovery brings India's total snake species count to over 330. The northeast region of India falls within the Indo-Burma Global Biodiversity Hotspot. Moving on to the historical front, the Archaeological Survey of India, or ASI, has discovered a 1,500-year-old stepped reservoir on Elephanta Island, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The T-shaped reservoir, which dates back to the 5th to 6th century CE, has 20 stone steps and was built using stones transported from the mainland, evidence of advanced ancient water management and maritime capability. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IMF has cut its global growth forecast to 3.1%. India's growth was projected at 6.5%. The NBCFDC has disbursed 613 crore in the financial year 2025-26. The Sundarbans has lost 10 to 15% of its ecological resilience over 24 years. The Shong Tom Karcham hydroelectric project has a capacity of 450 megawatts. The Calamaria garuensis is a new species of snake discovered in Meghalaya. The significance of these developments cannot be overstated, as they have far-reaching implications for India's parliamentary landscape, economic growth, ecological security, and international relations. The country is poised to navigate a complex web of challenges and opportunities, and it is essential to stay informed and up-to-date on the latest developments.